Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, I want to talk about exosomes. I don't know if you guys have been to aesthetic meetings, but everywhere you look in aesthetics, there are companies popping up with exosomes. And for patients out there who are seeing providers, you might be starting to see the word exosome used more often in treatments, either before or after getting an intervention. Like before, sometimes we'll do exosomes prior to treatment to improve and heal redness and irritation of skin. And for other patients, we'll use them post-treatment, after laser, after microneedling, after procedures that stimulate skin barrier irritation. Exosomes are products that can definitely help you to heal faster and better. But exosomes, what the heck are they? This is so exciting. They are a very interesting addition to regenerative aesthetics and the whole portfolio of what we can do for people. An exosome is a lipid bilayer extracellular vesicle. That's a mouthful. So it's a little particle made of lipids on the outside, and on the inside, there is important messaging material. These little bubbles or vesicles carry messages like growth factors, they have mRNA, they have sometimes small fragments of peptides and amino acids in them. They're a mixture of signals, and basically, exosomes can be derived from many different sources. When we're looking at the sources of these exosomes, we need to be concerned about, number one, where are they getting their product and donations from? So what type of donor product is used? Exosomes can definitely come from fat, platelets, bone marrow, umbilical cords, placenta, plants. There's so many different sources of where exosomes can come from. We really have to think carefully about the source of the exosome when we're trying to understand the powerful use of the exosome. So if, for example, I'm going to be working on hair, I might like to use an exosome derived from hair type of follicular cells or from platelets, which platelet-derived growth factor has been demonstrated to improve hair density. So looking at the source of the exosome is going to be really important to understanding its use. And also the donor really matters. If I'm looking at pooled product from multiple different donors, the safety profile of that is going to be different than from one single source donor. For example, if we're just getting product from one placenta or one umbilical cord donor, that is generally speaking a teeny tiny baby product that's not from a hard living individual who's been exposed to the epigenetics of life. If we're getting donor product from a donor who, for example, has lived a hard life or has had a lot of, you know, toxins and different metabolic insults and injuries, like if they've used alcohol, if they drink Red Bull, if they're undernourished or malnourished, if they don't take great care of themselves, who is the donor of your exosomes? And what type of epigenetic profile do they have? Are they hard living? Are they a neonate? Are they a cellular level donor? And looking at this is difficult right now because we're getting products that are sometimes pooled from multiple donors. We also don't know exactly donor status when we're buying these products. And I think we need to do a lot of research to understand exactly what messaging these brilliant exosome little vesicles are delivering. They are definitely a mixture of signals and cell talk. Now, when you look at exosomes, for example, plant-derived exosomes or bacterial-derived exosomes, I really want us to put on our scientific hats and credibility. We need to really analyze the credibility of some of the claims. Like, we are humans. We are not plants. We do not have cell walls. Messaging from a plant may have some combined messaging that human cells can understand or interpret, but essentially we're speaking two different languages. So plant-based exosomes may not communicate as well with human cells. There are plant actives, lots of them, biologic actives. We have botanically derived skincare. These things, when applied topically, can be really beneficial to skin, but there's too much variability in plant exosomes or plant-derived exosome-like nanoparticles, pedens, for human cells to really understand. The messaging for human cells, I think, needs to come from human source. And you will hear differing opinions about this, but the logic of science cannot be deferred, or you really have to understand that bacterial messaging from a bacterium, for example, like some exosomes are derived from lactobacilli, it's definitely not going to communicate with your human cells the way that human exosome messaging can. And so what can exosomes actually do? When we line them up and look at them, they can help improve targeted damage in cells to support skin rejuvenation and hair growth and signs of aging. So they can improve redness. You can improve brown spots, luminosity, reduce wrinkling. This has been shown in some preclinical trials with several exosome companies. And in general, exosomes have been shown to improve and speed recovery post-treatment, so post-laser, post-microneedling, to reduce and speed up recovery by several days, 1 to 2 days of improvement. Now, if you're a person who does not want downtime, this can be a very valuable addition for your services. Remember that exosomes cannot be injected. So I have seen advertised IV exosomes intravenous. That horrifies me. IV exosomes are definitely illegal. In the United States, the FDA has not approved any exosomes for injection, and that includes into the skin, that includes into the veins, and that includes anywhere in the body. You cannot inject exosomes. You can see a provider who wants to provide you a treatment that's not FDA approved, but those providers are at risk and liability of losing their licenses, and injecting a substance that's not FDA approved can also even lead to criminal charges and jail time. So I think it's so important to wait for some of the more detailed studies, like randomized controlled blinded studies, as well as studies with large number of participants, as well as studies that are actually really looked at by the FDA. The FDA has under surveillance a couple of studies from some exosome companies at the moment, and those are definitely not yet approved for use, and it may take many years to get exosomes approved for injections. Some people anticipate that this is a 7 to 10 year process. And in that process, the FDA is going to have to figure out, according to the source of the exosome, as well as the content and messaging within the product, exactly what is going to be the messaging. Because we are not able to communicate right now that exosomes have cosmetic claims. We can just say that it has an improved appearance, but we cannot say that exosomes benefit wound healing, acne, eczema. Those are medical claims, and these claims need FDA approval, and no company has that right now. So just as you're going out there into aesthetic meetings and looking and reading about exosomes and understanding the molecular biology of what is an exosome, what's an extracellular vesicle, where does it come from, how safe are the components of it, what is the sourcing? Also, just think about that, like what actual studies have been done that show before and afters that actually have, you know, controlled studies, histologic change biopsies, and things that are more objective, not just subjective. I think exosomes are going to be game-changing for some patients, and personally, I also think that there is a lot more science to be done, and I think that we don't know exactly what's being delivered and the messaging that comes within these mRNA deliveries, growth factor deliveries. I'm hopeful that the body uses the various components of exosome messages to really direct regenerative and rejuvenative processes for healing and improving aging. But with all hope, we need to wait for actual evidence. All right, guys, that's your little tiny tidbit on what we know right now about exosomes. Remember, exosomes are cosmeceuticals, so the claims are not FDA approved. They can only be applied topically after microneedling to seep into the skin. And in general, on Instagram, et cetera, we see people needling and driving these products into the skin surface. So that is technically an injection. So when we're using these products in practice, we need to be very careful with how we use them and how we market them. And let's stay within the realm of what's acceptable to the FDA so we can hopefully not get these products shut down as a whole service line and a whole sector of what we're doing in molecular science of aging. We want to be able to use exosomes, so we should use them very carefully and follow the FDA guidelines for your protection and for ours. All right, guys, that's it for now. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. And definitely check out some of the information there on the various exosomes we've been trying. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.